The artist Rose Franson has a vision for her hometown. She sees a place with art at its core.
We would be like an arts district where you would come and you would see 5, 6, 7, 8 galleries.
Much like the old City Hall Gallery Franson owns with her husband and fellow artist Chuck Morris. She is doing her part to make Maquoketa an art getaway. Her Portraits of Maquoketa project brought international attention to the town of 6,000, halfway between Dubuque and the Quad Cities. In fact, her mere presence inspired retired pharmacist Bob Osterhaus to open the Maquoketa Art Experience on Main Street.
Our mission statement basically is to provide an opportunity for our citizens to look, see, and create art, you know, and to bring art into the everyday lives of all our citizens that are interested.
People in Maquoketa point to the art experience as the centerpiece of a downtown revitalization. In January 2008, a massive fire destroyed 5 buildings. The scar was still visible when Jessica Keene and her husband were considering a move to Maquoketa. The Quad Cities native now sits on the Maquoketa City Council.
I didn't realize at the time how monumental that was for this place, what an impact that had on the psyche of this community.
The site of the devastation is now a green space where outdoor concerts play during warm weather months. A large wooden sculpture designed by a Maquoketa native fills part of the plot. Directly across the street is a renovated appliance warehouse, now home to Max Wine Cellar. Owner Sue Mayberry is adding to Maquoketa's cultural scene by presenting local musicians in the cellar on weekends.
We have so many musicians wanting to play here, but I really don't have enough Fridays and Saturdays to accommodate all of them.
Maquoketa has advantages many small Iowa towns do not. For a start, it's located in a beautiful part of the state. The nearby Maquoketa Caves draw thousands of tourists. The concert venue Codfish Hollow, north of town, pulls in big-name acts. One of the state's last drive-in movie theaters is south on Highway 61. A senior advisor with the Jackson County Economic Alliance, Dave Heyer, senses an improved mood around town.
In the last 6 years, I've seen a whole different attitude and mentality.
Maquoketa does share a few of the struggles of similarly sized Iowa towns. There are still far too many empty storefronts. The population has remained stagnant for decades. Chiropractor Don Schwenker is in his 8th year as mayor.
Growing is a sign of a healthy economy and an indicator of how your community is doing. So even though we haven't regressed, we haven't grown, and that's the next step we need to take.
A small town atmosphere is exactly what some in Maquoketa crave. Leslie Jacobson's family left town when she was in 6th grade. She stayed away 35 years. She'll soon direct a production of Our Town for the community theater.
I found what I think is my dream house. I've, you know, kind of established a bunch of things that I want to be involved in, and I'm pretty happy.
When Ted Strait retired from IBM on the East Coast, he researched small Iowa towns and landed on Maquoketa.
It's been quite an adventure. I've never regretted moving here. It's been the best place in the world to retire to.
And as for Rose Franson's dream of Maquoketa becoming a district populated by artisans, the buzz around town is a potter from Dubuque is relocating to Maquoketa. In Maquoketa, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.